I'm really excited about you hearing right now. Brad Pavlosky's in our studio. He is the co-owner of something called Pavlosky Waterfront Developments. Brad, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
What's Pavlosky Waterfront Developments?
My brother and I started a lakefront development company about 15 years ago after having a stint in Asia building up a telecom company.
Huh.
Purchased a bunch of property around a lake called Castle Rock Lake, which is about 3 hours from here.
Just past the Dells, right?
Just past Wisconsin Dells.
Castle Rock Lake. How big is Castle Rock Lake?
Castle Rock's about 17,000 acres, which makes it over twice as big as the Lake Geneva.
Is that the one they go with, the biggest lake you've never heard of or something like that?
Pretty much the Midwest's best-kept secret is
okay.
What you prefer.
This is a great big lake. I've been to the Dells. I go past there all the time. I don't see this lake from the highway, do I?
Well, if you'd keep straight on 94 past the Dells, about 10, 15 minutes, we're just about 8, 10 miles off of Highway 94.
Which is nice for Chicagolanders. That's not a far drive if they want to get away place, right?
Absolutely. Most of our buyers are from the Chicago area. We're about 3 hours from the suburbs. We sold close to 1,000 properties from folks from the Chicagoland.
Do you imagine this as vacation property, or is it a permanent home people will move to?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. After 1,000 properties, I haven't. It started as mainly vacationers. Now with some of your tax situations and political climate here, I'm getting a lot of you folks migrating up there to move.
Yeah, so either way, huh? Is there a golf course on the property, or is it mostly just the lake that attracts people?
Well, Castle Rock itself, we did not create. It's been there for a long time, obviously. We've developed thousands of acres around the lake with clubhouses, pools, all these different things. There is a golf course, though, right on the lake that you can boat to.
Yeah. So you are selling, then, empty lots or lots that have properties developed on them?
Both. About half the property we sell are homes. You can buy a 2,000-square-foot house, 2,000-square-foot home for $250,000 to $300,000, a little large home for about $350,000. We specialize in making lakefront property affordable to the masses.
Sounds like a nice little drive up there. Do you guys do open houses, or how would I find out more about your stuff?
Absolutely. Once you go to our website, it's castlerocklake.com. Fill in a form, contact us, and we'd meet you at the property, give you a tour, show you some of our models, and then should take you to some of the properties that are available.
CastleRockLake.com. CastleRockLake.com. One last thing. So you mentioned golf. Boating is obviously there. Just give me just a quick highlight or two of other things I would do when I'm up there or in that area.
Absolutely. There's wineries to tour. There's 8 restaurants on the lake, marinas. There's just a lot of things to do. What we've done is taken the drive out of going all the way up north, brought it closer to Chicagoland, trying to keep within that 3 hours.
I can't believe I haven't heard of Castle Rock Lake. Maybe I have, but I know I haven't toured the property.
Well, expect to see you here next Saturday.
Yeah, no kidding. CastleRockLake.com. Brad Pavlovsky's the co-owner of the waterfront developments there. Well, good luck to you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Aren't you glad you heard that, huh? Okay, it is 1:50.